Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about At War With Ourselves by H.R. McMaster. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you as uneasy as it made me?
It really did. Hi there, Sam. This is one of those books that lands like a cold splash of water. McMaster was National Security Advisor under Trump, but this isn't a tell-all. It's a diagnosis of something deeper, our national habit of fighting with ourselves instead of facing the real world.
Right. And the core idea he introduces, strategic narcissism, that's the thing that stuck with me. He says America has turned inward so much that we've lost the ability to project power and influence abroad effectively.
Exactly. And he traces it to a breakdown in how we understand our own history and national interest. He argues that we've fallen for two extreme narratives. Either America is a tool for global moral transformation, or it's a source of oppression. Both are escapist, and both avoid the messy reality of international politics.
Yeah, and that avoidance is the real enemy. He keeps coming back to this phrase, seeing the problem. He says we failed in Iraq, not just because of bad planning, but because we willfully ignored the messy realities on the ground. We preferred a comforting narrative over a painful truth.
That's a pattern he sees everywhere. In the White House, in Congress, in the intelligence community. He describes a system where decisions are made on the fly, driven by cable news cycles and personal grievances instead of rigorous analysis.
And he doesn't spare anyone. He's critical of Trump's impulsive approach, sure, but he also goes after the military bureaucracy for preparing for the last war and the State Department for being too risk-averse. It's a pretty thorough indictment.
One of the most striking parts for me was his take on Russia. He argues that Trump's admiration for Putin, combined with the reluctance to confront Russian aggression, sent a signal of weakness. And he insists Putin isn't a misunderstood pragmatist. He's a ruthless revisionist trying to dismantle the post-Cold War order.
Yeah, and the failure to craft a coherent strategy to counter that was a direct result of the internal dysfunction. The infighting, the leaks, the mercurial temperament, it created a vacuum that adversaries exploited.
So the title, At War With Ourselves, works on multiple levels. It's about partisan divisions, bureaucratic infighting, and that internal struggle between facing reality and retreating into comfortable illusions.
And the cost is real. When we're divided at home, we can't project strength abroad. When the government is dysfunctional, we can't execute a coherent strategy. And when we prefer comfortable narratives to hard truths, we get surprised and defeated by events.
So, what's the solution? He doesn't offer a policy prescription, but he calls for a return to strategic empathy, the ability to see the world from others' perspectives, especially adversaries, without losing sight of our own values and interests.
Right. And he wants a restoration of institutional integrity. Break down silos, empower junior officers and analysts to speak truth to power, hold leaders accountable for results, not just process. And he's adamant about the importance of history. He says we've become dangerously ignorant of our own past.
He draws on Thucydides, who chronicled the rise and fall of Athens. The lesson is that great powers are often undone by their own arrogance, greed, and internal strife. That's the core of the war with ourselves.
Honestly, the thing I'm taking away is that we need leaders willing to tell hard truths and a citizenry willing to hear them. It's uncomfortable, but necessary.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Until we win the war with ourselves, we can't win any other war. That's the message.
And it's delivered with the authority of someone who's seen the consequences firsthand. We'll see you in the next one.